Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't save me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. 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 That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment.
Hello, hello, hello. It is me, Zah, Sugarlicious. Me, it is Tuesday. As you all know, I'm no longer doing my grid show down and in the now before everybody starts putting your panties in a bunch and putting your shirts to the side. It will be soon. I'll be back on the grid. But right now, I need to do a little bit of different and come back to my roots. And this is my roots. This is how I got started. And if you don't know the history, I'll tell you real briefly. I started off with a written blog about almost 10 years ago and graduated from that to Blog Talk Radio and then got on the grid of Second Life and did my talk show there. So it's been years and years and years and years, but I always enjoyed the blog talk because this is where I started. This is considered home for me. Anyway, how's everybody today on a Tuesday? It is 8:08, April 3, if you are in California, Southern California, if you're on the West Coast. It's 11:03 if you are on the East Coast. Everybody's fine. Yesterday, I think I kind of pissed a few people off, but hey, that's the way it is. That's the way it was, and that's the moving right along. If you're offended, then obviously it hit something and you need to rethink your drink because that's the way it is. I was going to have a Desi tonight on my show. Unfortunately, she is under the weather, so she won't be able to make it. So we'll do the show with her tomorrow. She's going to discuss Relay of Life. Relay for Life. She's going to discuss that, and we're going to talk about her month-long event to get money for her cancer. And if any of you know Miss Six Carolina Amante, she is battling cancer right now. One of my good friends. I love her so much, and we were just talking right now, and she is such a fighter. So the things that we do, and I am a big advocate of this as well with cancer, the things that we do for the Relay for Life Cancer Drive is for people like Six and people who you know who are battling or have battled cancer, have lost loved ones to cancer. So this is what this is all about. But we'll talk about that tomorrow on the show. But I wanted to give her a big shout out. Six, sugar kisses. Love you so much. I thought I was going to give her a shout out. So, and a shout out to my sister. Yes, Shayo. And I'm probably saying her name. She always said, "That's not how you say my name, sis." shout-out to my baby girl, Nazarene, who's always listening. A shout-out to my friend, Sasa. Hey, Sasa. And a shout-out to everyone who's listening, probably all my kids and grandkids and everybody. But anyway, tonight I have no show. I have no show tonight. So, since I had no show, I thought about bringing a guest speaker. A guest host on the show for me. And I had so many to choose from, but I thought this person was just absolutely delicious and just, So when we usually get together, it's normally fun and everything. And it's not who you think it is. No. But anyway, I'm going to bring that person on. And we're just going to basically just shoot the shit, so to speak, because I have no show. So let's bring him on. Hello. Can you hear me? You can hear me, but I don't think the audience can hear you. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you fucking with me?
Yeah. I'm fucking with you.
Oh, shit. Where's my shout out at? Hey, everybody gets a shout out. I don't get no shout out.
Oh, my God. How can you be? Let me shout out Diva. Shout out to Diva, who does nothing but
Diva.
It and kick. That's all she does. Man, let me tell you. I don't care, nobody knowing. He came to Cali because my dad, those who don't know who my father is, Terrence Christian son of billionaire, everything else. basically got in my husband's box. My first husband told my dad, you need to go and check on my baby girl. So he got on the plane. And all my daughters told him, too, you need to go and check on mommy. So he got on the plane to him. So he's here. He's actually in my guest bedroom where I put I don't want him in my bedroom. I put him in the guest bedroom. No, but we
he doesn't shit.
So, and as soon as he got here, it's like Diva's whole like little feline king cat like life just lit up. She started meowing and ran to him and was, and I'm like, what the fucking fuck? That's my man. He belongs to me. How dare you, Diva? How dare you? And she was just meowing, and I'm thinking, little bitch, who do you think works these hours to feed you, to give you the kitty cat food that you're used to? Who do you think is the one who bought you that rhyme thing that goes around your throat that you take off and bury? Who do you think gave you that? Do you think he did? No. It was I. It was me. She's on the top.
Now, first of all, yeah, I'm in Cali, and everybody knows I always got a story to tell every time I come to freaking Cali, okay?
Like, what story could you tell this time? Nothing's happened.
Bullshit. Listen, people. I got off the airplane, you know, I'm feeling good, you know, I'm back to the west side, representing east side, you know, CI, my peoples. Anyways, I see my baby on the other side, give a big hug, like, ooh, what's up, baby? You know, turn up, whatever. We get in the car, okay? And it's hot like a motherfucker. I'm like, damn, babe, it's hot as hell. What did she say? The first thing that comes out of her mouth, it's earthquake weather. What the fuck? Lie to a nigga. Say the earth got closer to the sun or something. Lie to me.
Don't tell me.
Oh, it's earthquake weather, baby. Really?
No, but listen. But now. Just, now, let me explain to you. In Cali, now, we don't have earthquakes. Kelly swears every time he comes here, there's an earthquake. The only thing that happens every time, because he does get sick. Every time he comes out here, he ends up getting sick, I think because of the climate change. But I did tell him, because it is known fact, we have earthquakes a lot, but they're so short or whatever that you don't really feel them, and they're normally not in where I live at. But normally as a rule, when you have that heat and the wind is blowing, it is what they call earthquake weather. So only because the wind was blowing and it was really hot, and he said, you know, damn, babe, it's hot. I'm like, yeah, this is what they call, I said, I didn't say it was. I said, this is what they call earthquake weather. The look on his face was as if he was going to get back on the plane and go back to CI.
Fuck, yeah. I said, turn this motherfucker around. Get me back in the plane. I don't care being in the plane another 6 hours. I'd rather be up in the sky than in the bottom. Okay? The people don't know. The people need to read. Go to YouTube. Go to Google it. Put earthquake. See what happens. See what comes up. Y'all seen 2012? That's some bullshit. But anyways, I'm here in Cali.
2012? Okay, so I will Google earthquake today in California, okay? So I did Google it. And let's see.
It's unpredictable.
Okay, so
it can happen at any time.
We've had one today, 2.2.
Oh, shit.
And Tecatipo, whatever the fuck. See, it's like even some, okay, it was 6 earthquakes today. 55 earthquakes in the past 7 days. 203 earthquakes in the past month. 2,736 earthquakes in the past year. Now, some of you may be rolling your eyes and not believing this, but honestly, it's because we have so many little earthquakes. The earth shifts and moves around a lot in Cali. It does. And if you honestly, it probably moves a lot and you don't even realize it because there's so much hustle and bustle. Like one morning, I remember getting up and my sister was calling me and she was like, did you feel that earthquake, Sam? I'm like, what earthquake? She's like, you fucking kidding me? I'm like, no, I didn't feel it because I was asleep. But the fact that when I sleep, I mean, I'm not a heavy sleeper, but like little stuff like that, I don't hear it because when I sleep, and I'm going to tell the tale, I have a laptop that I have a desk like right by the bed, and the laptop is always on. I'm either on. That's why if you see me on Facebook and you hit me if I don't answer, it's not because I'm ignoring you. Well, some of you, it's not because I'm ignoring you. Some of you, I am. But it's not because I'm ignoring you because, honestly, I go to sleep with the laptop next to the bed with my headset on so I can hear rain. Because I'm those who know me know I love the sound of rain. So, and actually almost all of my family members are like that. But I'm the worst. But anyway, I put the headset on and I hear the rain. And normally I'm watching Hulu or Netflix or something like that. And so if the earth shifts, I don't feel it. I honestly do not get up until my alarm call goes off. So there are earthquakes all the time, but he gets just
I feel it. Shit.
You don't feel anything. What are you talking about? How do you feel it?
I bet you there was one last night.
There was one 3 hours ago in Apple Valley. There was one 4 hours ago in California City. There was one 5 hours ago in Barstow. 6 hours ago in Los Angeles. The thing is that 13 hours ago in whatever that Tifa Chapel, whatever it is, a day ago in Oceanside. You know, the thing is that where these are, we're not really near. So, of course, I don't feel and even if I feel it, you know, I guess maybe I'm so immune to it. I don't pay any attention, but if there a truck rolls too much for this man, he's losing it.
In Cali, hell yeah. You never know. You never know. The earth opens up people, okay? You don't know. You could be turning up one time. The next thing, you'll be 20 feet under. Then
did
what?
Did you say turning up? Did you say turning up?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say you'd be turning up? What did you say?
I'll be turning up. I'll be turning up, okay? I put the Food Network on, channel 55, and I'll be turning up. Then what happened? I might be 20 feet under. I can't watch the Food Network 20 feet under. So now I'll be turning up. I'll be turning down.
This man loves the Food Network, especially if it's something to do with Italian food or Spanish food. He just loses his damn mind. I swear it. That's something that most Italians are like. They like, you know, they like to cook and they like to, you know, all these things. And I got to admit, those who don't know, Angel's a damn good cook. He's really good. The only thing he cannot cook is
tell
good.
Tell it, baby. Tell it, baby.
The only thing he cannot cook as good as me is my gumbo, my mac and cheese, and what else?
your chicken and dumplings. Let me tell you about that chicken and dumplings. Okay. Now, this woman
Don't tell my secret.
I'm not, because I don't even know your secrets. Okay. This woman says, "Babe, I mean, I move for chicken and dumplings." All right, cool, babe. I'll go to the supermarket. What do you need? All right. She says, biscuits, chicken broth, chicken, whatever. And I'm asking her, how do you cook this shit? Because I've never done it before. I've never done it. It's like me telling her, "Hey, babe, go cook me chicken parmesan." She won't know what to do. I'm in the kitchen. She's avoiding me completely. I'm in the kitchen. I'm like, how the fuck do I do this? So I put the water on, chicken broth, whatever, condiments. And 30 minutes later, I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? Why don't you just get up and do it yourself? Because I have no idea. She said, "Oh, just go ahead and put the chicken on and in another hour, put the biscuits in there." So she said, "Put the biscuits in there." I put the whole fucking biscuit in there. I didn't know I had to cut up the little balls and do little balls and just drop them in there. I don't know. So I just dumped the whole damn biscuits in there. Then she gets mad with me. She got the nerve to get mad with me. "No, babe, you should know this." I don't know. I have no damn freaking idea what I'm doing. I'm telling her, you know, just put oregano on it. We do oregano. We do our little spices and whatever. Like, "No, you put oregano? Oh, my God, no. No." Oh, she starts blowing, and I got to start a whole new batch because I fucked it up. Oh, great. To this day, I don't know how I did it. I came up with the chicken and dumplings. She was like, "Oh, this is not better than mine." Well, no shit. Really? You're not telling me nothing. I'm just guessing. You know, my instant cooking skills came in. You know what I'm saying? From watching Food Network, I came up with chicken and dumplings. Italian style, baby. That's right.
How in the hell? First of all, this is what I told him. Now, I'm going to tell you. I let him say his little philo because I was just shaking my head like, whatever. Anyway, I told him, get chicken broth. You boil the chicken in the chicken broth. You wash it, whatever, because I knew he knew all the, you know, how to clean the chicken. Anyway, so I told him, you put it in the chicken broth. And you started boiling it. And then you take butter and put butter in there. And I'm going to go take too much more because, you're not going to get my recipe. But I told him, you take the biscuits and you tear them apart. Now, most people cut them up. I don't like to cut them up because when you cut them up and if you use a knife, your biscuit does get brown. I don't know why, but the biscuit gets brown. So I told him, take it and just, rip it apart four times and, dump it in and kind of like keep it. He was oblivious to this, as if I was talking in another language other than English. And although I know that's his second language, he got it. Actually, it's his third language because his first language is Italian and English. So I understand it was his third language. Because he was like, what? I'm like, come on, babe, really? You put him in there whole? Like, yeah, I'm thinking, babe. If you put them in their hold, they are not going to be able to cook all the way through. He's like, why not?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, really, babe? He's like, yeah, why not? Why won't they cook all the way through? I'm like, he's got to be kidding. This is a joke, right? This is a joke. I'm on TV. Just let me go. 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 Anyway.
Yeah, let's move on. I had a big disappointment, though. I had a big disappointment. Now, every time I go to Cali, I would tell my baby, "Babe, we got to go to the Brazilian place, right?
Oh,
it's down in Carson." All right? Now, that's one of my favorite places.
That's not Carson, though. That's Torrance.
Torrance. Okay. Torrance. Wherever the hell Torrance is. Okay. I just know how to get there.
But the Brazilian place is.
I know how to get there. I don't know what street you... I just know how to get there, people. Okay? So I'm excited. I'm like, oh, shit, it's about to go down. You know, I'm doing my little dance. Like, shit. We get there. new owners. I'm like, oh, shit. Now, the times, every time I go there, there's always a new owner. But they usually don't change the meat, just the seasoning. Either they're under-seasoned a little bit, which I'm cool with that. You can season it yourself, salt, pepper, bam, you're done. Or they're over-seasoning. Just wipe the season off or whatever. Okay? I don't have a problem with that. This time, the guy is on the on one table before ours. And I'm looking. I'm like, oh, shit, sausage is about to come. Because sausage and sirloin steak, I'll tear the motherfuckers up. Okay? So the guy says sausage. As soon as he says sausage, I stopped the conversation with Sam. And I looked over. And I'm like, what the fuck? Is that breakfast sausage? Wait a minute. Uh-uh. And she's like, nah, man, that's not breakfast sausage. I was like, man, that looks like breakfast sausage.
Yeah.
He comes over, is a whole different type of sausage. A whole different brand. It wasn't breakfast sausage, just a whole different brand. It wasn't thick, it was thin. It looks like a breakfast sausage. Am I lying, babe?
No, it did. It did.
So I'm disappointed, and I'm looking. I was like, let me just get two. Let me just taste it first. I get my two, cut it in half, cut it in little pieces, and I'm taking a big breath like, oh, my God. It was not the business. I was so disappointed. It's called By Brazil. Okay? If you live in L.A., Torrance, whatever it is, don't go there. It's a big disappointment. Now, this is my first time in...
It is.
...in a while that I've ever said that. Okay? The next meat comes up. Some bacon-wrapped steak. What the fuck? Bacon-wrapped steak?
That wasn't a bacon-wrapped...
What was it? Pork? Pork was it? Whatever it was nasty. Okay? It was nasty. Now, the sides, I ate the sides and the sirloin steak. Now, the sirloin steak was okay. I dealt with it. It was good. It had the fatty on it. You know, the more fat, the more tasty got. I dealt with that. But I was so disappointed. First, the earthquake welcoming, and now my Brazil. It was just a whole... bad experience. Aww. It was messed up.
I'm sorry.
I almost cried.
I'm sorry.
I almost cried. I told my baby,
I almost
cried.
I know you did. But I've just been told that our feed is going in and out. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if, but I've been told that some people can hear us and some people can't. So not really sure of what's going on. I'm going to put it on hold for a moment. We only got 6 minutes in the freaking way because I didn't go for an hour. But I'm going to put it on hold and then come back. So, babe, hold on for a second.
Whoa, whoa, over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, now what more can I do? Over.
Okay, we are back. Again, I don't know what happened. I've been hearing, my bestie just told me that she can't hear me like it's crickets. There's nothing there. And then my sister said that it's going in out, and my daughter said that it just, she was, I'm not really sure we're even being broadcast. Oh, wow. Wowie. So do we stop here, babe, and just not go on, or what do we do? Because if we're not being broadcast.
Yeah, just go ahead and stop it, and we'll listen to it later on and see what happened.
Well, we'll listen to it later. I'm not really sure what happened. I apologize to those who are not getting us. let me tell you something. My bestie is one of the nut-nuts of the universe. She first, I'm going to read what she said to you, to me, rather. She says, aren't you supposed to be working? And I said, huh? She says the talk show says you're on now, but it's just crickets. I said, I am, bestie. Really? She says, nah. I said, let me check. This half of says had to put my earphones in to hear it, so you got to start over. Now, see, you know what? Seriously? Seriously, that's what she said. So the reason why she didn't hear it because her earphones weren't on. Now, I don't know about the others, because there are a couple other people who said that they couldn't hear. So I don't know. I don't know what was going on with them. Maybe they didn't have their earphones in. Can you believe that? Can you really believe it? Yeah, I can believe it. My bestie. Yeah, no, it's not.
Unbelievable, people.
No, it is not, because it's her.
They're your friends. They're your friends. Was that Dina? Shout out to Dina. What's up, girl?
Shout out to Dina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we only have 3 minutes. We had this interruption because my bestie didn't have her headset on, and then, yeah, we had this interruption. But we will probably be on. Well, I'll be on tomorrow with Desi, a.k.a. Big Sister Bossy of ASO at the Alpha Sigma Omega. Again, she's going to talk about the Relay for Life. I'm going to go over that. And Monday, I have a surprise for all of you. I'm going to have a co-host. Not him, but another co-host.
Me,
and
baby. Who could be better than me? Nobody. Tell him, baby. Shit.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about
before
it.
Before you go, I'm offended. You say you didn't have no show. You had a show, baby. You had me. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm the show.
Exactly. That's right. Like I said, I didn't have a show, and then I called in you, and of course now I have a show. That's what I was saying. I was actually giving you kudos, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have a show. Right?
That's right.
So
shout out to Belly, myself, a.k.a. Angel. Yeah. The Italian Stallion, the Spanish Devastator. Hey, shout out to my brothers, TNT. Alpha Sigma Omega, big shout out.
Shout out. We're going to do shout outs now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
We're doing
yeah,
shout outs?
I can do what I want.
Shout out to my brother. Shout out to my brothers, the Christensen boys. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my dad. To my kids. Who else can I shout out to? My friends.
Your mom. Shout out to mom.
I said my mom. I said shout out to my mom and my dad. Keep up,
mom. I hear you.
Keep up.
I hear you.
Oh, my bestie wants me to shout out to Kevin Smith. Shout out Kevin Smith.
Shout out to Kevin Smith.
Shout out to the Minions. Shout out to Jimmy Jr. Shout out to Romeo. Romeo!
Oh, my
God. Shout out to?
Shout out to the whole
shout
fam.
Shout out to my godson, Andrew. My TT. My TT2, a.k.a. Allie, baby.
T-T
shout out to
Allie.
TT2.
Shout out
Allie.
To TT Allie.
Shout out to Savon. I just love Savon.
Yeah, shout out to King Kush, fucker.
Yeah, King Kush. Shout out to King Kush. Shout out to my Grammy. Shout out to, somebody said there'll be a better host than you, Kelly.
What than me?
Real.
Oh,
I'm not gonna tell
it's
you.
On
have to find
now.
Out next week. You're going to have to find out.
We're
going
to have a battle.
That. And we've got 20 seconds, as always.
Co-host
you can be anywhere
battle.
Listening to me, but you chose to shut up, babe. You chose to be here to listen to me and my co-host. But next Monday, it's going to be a better co-host. We've got 10 seconds. Love you all, as always. Thank you so much for listening. And what? Sugar kisses.
Belly kisses. Belly kisses. Belly kisses. Mwah. Shit.